This podcast is brought to you by the ILGA Oceania Rainbow Human Rights and Health Conference and PrideNZ.com.
Kia ora koutou. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How lovely to see you here with us. So my name also is Lady Bai. However, I've decided Lady Bai is a thing of the past. And now I am Dang Bai. And on a good day, it's hot Dang Bai. We've got something interactive for you this morning. We've got a game show. We can't do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because they've already done that. We've got something better. We've got a game. A game that involves the issues that are pertinent to people who love more than one gender. And we have some authentic bisexual people here. I am one of them. And we stand proud and ready to share this game with you. And we think we've got a really on the spot to name for this game. We're going to play a little clip and see if that gives you a clue.
I want it all.
Has prizes, like all good game shows. And we'll hear about those prizes as we go along. But I think, without further ado, let me tell you how it works. Each of our lovely contestants over here is going to have a chance to answer one question. They will have four options and 60 seconds within which to respond. So, without further ado, can I welcome up my first contestant? Oh, wait, there's something else. Oh, yes, I need to tell you about the lifelines. So, should they be having trouble answering the question, they can reach for a lifeline, something we want to encourage anybody to do. The lifelines go like this. There's a chance to choose the 50-50 lifeline, which means we'll take out 50% of the wrong answers. Then you only have two. Your next lifeline is ask the audience. There's all kinds of collective knowledge in here. They'll know things they've got. So we can put it out to the audience and see what feedback they've got for us. Lifeline number three, call a friend. You know someone who knows more than you do about this possible answer, then give them a ring. Now, the thing about lifelines is we can only use them once. So once one of these contestants has used them, that's that for that lifeline. All right, I think that's all we need to know. So let's invite out our first contestant, Marie. When you're ready.
Hello.
No.
No. Yes, it is. Great. Hi.
Maybe you'd like to tell us just a couple things about yourself.
I'm bi. I'm a fireman is my job. I've got three children, the four-legged variety, not the two-legged one.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it, I think.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for being the first person up.
Yep.
So, let's have a look at what's coming. You feeling ready to play?
Ready, let's do it.
Let's move on. Okay, do people who identify as bisexual generally prefer to be with someone who is A, the same gender as themselves, B, a different gender to themselves, C, all genders in equal amounts, all those other, or D, anything of the above, it's different for everybody.
Bit of a tricky one, Nancy.
So, are you thinking you've got an idea what you're going to say here?
I think I know. Yeah.
Okay, well.
I reckon it is D. I'm going to go with D.
Yes,
it's true.
You have won the right to be bisexual. And I'm thinking you're easy.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
we're
so glad you could have this. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You're all right. So, Sandra.
Morena.
Morena. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, a bit nervous. Nice to see Robert, a bit nervous. Yeah,
so we've got a big hand to make this all happen. So we're pretty excited that finally here in the third dimension.
Yes, that's true.
So let's look at what Sandra's up to these days. Tell us a couple things about you.
Ooh, okay. So I came out as bisexual in 1989 when I was 18.
Ooh.
So I can remember the days of signs at events saying bisexuals fuck off. Really happy to say different experiences these days. Live in maybe the most bi-friendly flat in Newtown. What do you think?
I think that's probably hands down.
And very happy to say that I'm in a relationship with the woman who makes my heart sing every day.
That's lovely. Right then, are you ready for questions?
Absolutely.
Let's take it away. Okay, your question, Sandra, is, when a person identifies as bisexual, does that mean, A, they are transphobic? B, they always want to have threesomes. C, they are bisexual.
Well, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that all of those things have been said to me.
Yeah.
So I think I want to check it out with the audience. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's great. Take away your first lifeline. Ask the audience, what do they think? Hands up if you think it's A, bisexuals are transphobic. How about B, they always want to have threesomes? Don't be shy. C, they are bisexual.
Sometimes comes from that word bi, doesn't it? But when we know that we're attracted to people of more than one gender, it doesn't feel that relevant to me. Threesomes, yep. I'm sure there are bisexual people who want to have threesomes, that's cool. But I'm going to lock in D, Nancy. Thank you.
Yes, so I'm Nathan, and I'm married with two stepdaughters and a cat, a four-legged member of the family, and I work at Victoria University in the law school, and I identify as bisexual and gender fluid.
All right, so for you, we have quite an interesting question. Which group is most likely to be in hiding about their sexuality at home? That's A, bisexual men, B, lesbians, C, bisexual women, and D, gay men. So, are you okay there, Nathan? Pretty tricky.
Not sure about this one.
Would you like to ask for a lifeline?
Yes, I think I might. I might I might use 50-50. It doesn't quite describe me, but I'll use it anyway.
Alright, we're going to take away two incorrect answers. So now you've been left with A and D. Bisexual men and gay men, so what are you up to now?
Well, look, so my original home was Australia, and I'm not out in Australia. I'm not out home. So I think I might, the Tasman Sea is my beautiful wall. So I think I might try A.
Okay, let's have a look and see. And the correct answer is bisexual men. Thank you, Nathan. You're on the money. And let's see which surprises. You have won the right to be open about your sexuality in all situations without fear of or violence. That's something. And now it says there, bisexual? More like awesome sexual. So, thank you so much for your talk today. And now we're going to invite Alexia.
Hi.
Welcome today, Alexia. We'd love to hear a couple things about you.
Okay, so I am bi, and I've been out for 3.5 years. So that took a long time, and I have two wonderful kids, two girls.
Yeah.
And I'm a disability rights advocate.
Fantastic. And fantastic on coming out.
Thanks.
How did people take that? What's the reaction you got?
Mixed reactions, yeah. Mm-hmm. So got the usual stuff, that I'm gross, greedy, a liar, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the worst thing was that possibly my children were not safe to be around me anymore.
That's a horrible thing for people to say.
Yeah, but they were just me. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. Are you ready to launch our next question? Okay, let's go. So, what is the figure for reported suicide attempts for both sex-attracted Pacific students? So we just need to share with the audience here that we're using that expression, both sex-attracted, because that is what was in the study that was done. Some really important research, and that's how they phrased it, so we're going to use that phrase. It is unfortunate, yeah. So, let's look at the answers. A, 0%. Being both sex-attracted is the easiest.
Opposite.
Okay. B, 4%. The same as opposite sex-attracted students. C, 13%. The same as same-sex-attracted students. And D, 32%. That's 2.5 times more than same-sex-attracted students.
I actually don't think that I'm the right person to answer this question, Nancy. So, could I
use
my phone to like your face? Yeah, I'd like to call my friend. Not yet. I'd like to call my friend Paula Manarangi.
Let's give Paula a ring.
Now the right time.
Hello. Paula.
Hello.
Hi, Paula. We have a question for you. Your lovely friend, Alexia, is here on a game show called We Want It All. And she has a question that's been posed to her. She thinks you are a better person to answer this question. That is, what is the figure for reported suicide attempts for both sex-attracted Pacific students? So, A, 0% for being both sex-attracted is easiest. B, 4%, same as opposite sex-attracted.
There's a lot of
sticks
in there, isn't there?
There's a lot of tongue twisters in there, is what there is. I'm going to be using this with my drama students. Okay, girls. So, C, the same as same-sex-attracted students, Paula, or D, 2.5 times more? What do you think?
That's really
Oh, younger D. Okay. Thank you. So, well, these are really sobering statistics, eh? Mm-hmm. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna trust Paula with this one. Yeah. I'm gonna lock in D.
Okay, great. Let's have a look what the real answer is. And yes, we got it. Unfortunately, that is the truth. They are 2.5 times more likely. So, very sobering indeed. I believe your Paula, your friend, we should pass back over to Paula.
Yeah, let's see what she's got to say.
Paula, what are your feelings on this? Being done there. It's continued and built on. So, yeah, thank you very much for bringing that extra dimension here today. Thanks, Alexia. Let's look at what your prize is. Did you deserve a prize after all that? You have won the right to an understanding family. We all deserve that. One that is supportive of your partner's choices. No, not your partner's choices. Your partner choices. First two. And no matter what their gender. Yeah. So, keep falling in love whenever you want. All right, last call. Let's welcome up Kay. Hello, Kay. I hear we've heard from you quite a bit already. In general.
Can I go?
You can. Yes, you can. Kay is famous for really just taking it away. So, take it away, Kay.
Kira, my name's Kay Jones. I've been out, the first time I came out was about 15, and of course, as people may know, oh no, not really. And so every time, you know, that coming out over and over again. But in recent years, I've also gradually been coming out as probably being on the autism spectrum, and that's one of the reasons I don't have filters, and I don't really, you know, these boxes that say gender, I don't really understand them very much. And so, yeah, sometimes I'll jump in and people sort of, yeah, but I'm always keen and enthusiastic to help both me and other people. And, okay.
We're just running a little short on time, so please just ask a question. Okay, the next question is, how many both-sex attracted students report binge drinking? A, 1 in 10, who needs to drink? B, 1 in 6, half as many as the same-sex attracted students because they get half the homophobia. C, 1 in 3, the same as all other students? Or D, 1 in 2, more than all the other students. Kay, what do you think?
Well, I think that it's probably...
Actually, we got started right there. So sorry about that. But sometimes you just don't get a chance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll understand what that's all about later. But meanwhile, we have really appreciated having you as our contestants today. You have made all the difference, helping us with the lifelines, just having your shining faces out there, giving us support. And we would just all like to give each other a mutual clap. We'll clap you and you clap us. Go. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pass it back to the fabulous Sandy Dixon, who's got a couple of things to say.
Thanks, Nancy. So firstly, thank you for everyone. Can we have you? Yep. Thank you for everyone who's made the effort to come in early in the morning to be part of this plenary. We really appreciate seeing your faces here. I'm Sandra. I've been a member of the Bisexual Women's Group here in Wellington for more than 25 years. When I came out to my parents as bisexual in 1989, my dad said to me that he didn't know any gay people. And what he meant by that was that he didn't think there were that many of us, that we were quite invisible to him. So when we started planning We Want It All, we wanted a way to tell our bisexual stories that would capture people's attention. Because often when we try and talk about bisexual people's lives and biphobia, like Kay, our last contestant, we get ignored or shut down. And that's a problem because biphobia is literally killing bisexual people. That's literally killing us. Our rates of mental health, because it's so, so hard for us to find places to belong, are the worst of all sexualities. Our rates of partner violence, of sexual violence, and of alcohol and drug use are the worst of all sexualities. And we all know, right, that that's got nothing to do with being attracted to more than one gender and everything to do with biphobia. I guess for me, it's about the kind of armour I wear. When I go out into that straight cis world out there, I put on full body armour because I know that homophobia and biphobia and transphobia have taught the world to hate people like me. And I expect that I'm going to have to regularly challenge that for both myself and for the people that I love. But when I'm here with you folks, with my over and under and well and truly around the rainbow family, I want to take at least some of my armour off. And I can't always. And these folks up here, some of whom are doing this kind of stuff for the first time today, and all of the bisexual people who aren't here and who don't even know if they're welcome, they want to take off some of that armour too, because this should be home for us. We want it to be home for us. Most bisexual people only come out in bisexual groups because that's sometimes the only place that's safe for us. When bisexual people contact me for support, I always say that coming out is a political act, but that each person is the best judge of when that's safe for them to do that. So what I really want to leave you with today is, if you think you don't know any real bisexual people, if you think that there's no such thing as bisexual trans people or bisexual people of colour or bisexual disabled people, I'd like to say the same thing to you that I said to my father back in 1989. Please try and be a safe person for bisexual people to come out to. One way to start doing that is by saying the word bisexual every time you're talking about people in our communities. It's actually not hard, it's good. Another way is to mention biphobia and transphobia every time you mention homophobia. Ask us what biphobia means, because we know. And ask us what we need to grow safer rainbow spaces for all people attracted to more than one gender. Because we need you, we need our rainbow family to help us deal with the horrors of biphobia. And we want to be part of the fight for human rights for people of all sexes, genders and sexualities. So thanks very much and have a beautiful day at Proud.